Today we begin lesson number 7 in the book of Esther. We're beginning chapter 3, Perek Gimel. We'll be learning Psukim Aleph to Zion, 1 to 7. In this Simonim Tanakh, we're on page 1264, about a third of the way down the page, at Pasuk Aleph. Achar ha-devarim ha'ela, achar, after, ha'ela, these things, and there are these events that happened, which events? After that Esther became the queen, and after Bigzan and Seresh were killed, Gidal promoted, Hamelech, the king promoted, Hamelech Achashverosh, the king promoted, who did he promote? Es-Haman, Haman, he was also known as Memuchan, Ben Hamdasa, the son of Hamdasa, Ha'agogi, the descendant of Agag, who was the king of Amalek, who Shaul did not kill right away. So Haman is an Amaleki. And the Torah is saying, after these things happened, after Esther was made the queen, and Bigzan and Seresh were killed, and Mordechai's good actions were noted, Hashem, after preparing the refuah, the healing before the plague, now Haman can be what? Promoted. And Haman, we know, aside from Korach, was the richest man who ever lived. He stole great riches from the Judean kings and treasures from the Judean kings and the temple. Vayinasehu, and the king advanced him. He kept promoting him. Vayosem eskiso, and he set his chair. Me'al, above, kol harim, all the officers, asher ito, which were with him. So in other words, Haman was promoted very quickly to being the second to the king. And as second to the king, what happened? Two, beis, v'chol, and all, avdei, the servants of Hamelech, the king, asher, which were bishar Hamelech, at the gates of the king, what did they have to do? Korim, they were bowing, umishtachavim, and prostrating themselves lehaman, before Haman. Now, why did they do that? Ki chein tziva lo hamelech. Ki, because Cain. So, tziva lo. The king commanded lo concerning him, hamelech. The king commanded concerning Haman to bow down to him, as Haman asked from that. He asked the king to make it a law. Why? Because he knew the following. Umordechai, and Mordechai, lo yichra. Now, the word yichra is in the future tense, which means he will not bow, for lo yishtachave, and he will not prostrate himself. Meaning, not only did he not at the time, but he would never in the future. And the reason he didn't do it, two reasons. Haman claimed that he had divine powers, and also he placed an idol on his clothing. So for two reasons, Mordechai would not bow to him. And Haman asked the king to make this law because he knew that Mordechai would not bow down to him. And therefore, Mordechai's not bowing down would become a felony that could be punished terribly. So you could be sure that the Jews were very concerned why Mordechai is not bowing down to him. This may not bode well for the Jews, they thought. Plus, the Gimel, everybody else was bowing down to him. Gimel, Vayomru Avdei HaMelech, and the servants of the king said, Asher, which were Bishar, at the gates of HaMelech LeMordechai. The ones who were at the gates of the king, the servants, said LeMordechai, to Mordechai, Madua, why, Ato, are you over disobeying Es Mitzvahs HaMelech, the command of the king? Dalet, Vayihi Ke'amram, and it was as they were saying a love to him, Yom Yom, day after day, about this, Velo, and he did not Shema, listen, Aleim, to them, Vayagidu, and they related it Lehaman, to Haman. We rose to see Hayamdu Divrei Mordechai. Will the words of Mordechai literally stand up? Will they avail? In other words, he said he was Jewish. He would never bow down, and they wanted to see who's, you know, is he going to be able to get away with that? Now, how do they know that he was Jewish? Ki, because he told Lohem, to them, Asher, which, who, he was Yehudi, a Jew. So they want to see. Let's see if he's going to be able to get away with this. We're going to tell Haman and see what happens. Pasuk Hey. Vayar Haman, and Haman saw ki that ain Mordechai. Mordechai was not korea bowing umishtachaveh and prostrating low to him. And reaction was vayimolei Haman, and Haman was filled chemu with anger. He did not bow down to Haman even after Haman removed the idol from him. So now it's more, he was taking it more personally, not just a religious thing, although Haman still claimed to have divine powers. But this is all part of Mordechai's plan, as we will see. Now what, besides being angry now, Vav Vayives Be'enov, and it was contemptible, Vayives was like a very disgusting thing in his eyes, Rishloach Yad, to cast his hand, B'Mordechai, to Mordechai Levado alone, in other words, he felt it was contemptible just to kill Mordechai, Ki, for Higidulo, they told to him, the servants told Haman, Esam, the nation of Mordechai. So he was not bowing down for religious reasons. And now Haman's reaction, Vayivakesh Haman, and Haman desired Lahashmid, to destroy Eskol HaYehudim, all the Jews, Asher, which were Bechol, in the entire Malchus Achashverosh, the realm of Achashverosh, and all the Jews were Am, the nation of Mordechai. So what does he do? This whole event happened in the month of Nisan. So Zion, Bachodesh HaRishon, in the first month, who, which is Chodesh Nisan, the month of Nisan, Bishnas, in which year? Shteim Esrei, 12. In the 12th year, Lamelech Achashverosh, to the king of Achashverosh, he cast a pur. What is a pur? Who? That is Hagorel, the lots. That's what a pur is. The pur is a lottery. Lifnei Haman, in the presence of Haman. Haman cast a lot himself. And the lots were cast miyom liyom, from day to day. He wanted to see what day of the month would be the most auspicious month to kill the Jews. Umechodesh achodesh, from day to day. Umechodesh achodesh, and from month to month. And he was casting lots in Nisan. He was hoping the very next day he could kill the Jews. And every day proved to be not auspicious till almost a year down the line, until Shneim Asor, until the 12th month, Hu Chodesh, which is the month of Adar. So now he has cast the lottery to decide when to kill the Jews. Now, this being the 12th year of the king, remember, Esther was coronated in the 7th year of the king. So it's been 5 years since Esther was coronated as queen, almost as many years as Mordechai telling Esther about the plan of Bigson and Seresh. So as we recall, the Megillah started in the 3rd year of the king Achashverosh, and now we're up to the 12th year. So 9 years have passed. And in the beginning, the Jews did the terrible sin of attending the feast, which made them culpable in God's eyes. It would still take a number of years, from the 3rd year to the 7th year, until Esther's made the queen, and then 5 more years passed. So 9 years passed, so many Jews forgot totally their sinful behavior of what Mordechai told them to avoid, and now they see Mordechai's not bowing down, and we'll see tomorrow what terrible decree is made for them to find out about. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, who was the father of Haman? His name was Hamdasa. Who was the famous ancestor of Haman? Agag, who was the king of Amalek in the days of Shaul HaMelech. Three, what nation did Haman come from? Amalek. Four, how rich was Haman? Aside from Korach, he was the wealthiest person who ever lived. Five, when did the king promote Haman? After, 5 years after Esther was made the queen, and Bigson and Seresh were found out their plot. How high was Haman promoted? He was promoted higher than all the other servants. Seven, who was bowing and prostrating themselves to Haman, and why? All the servants of the king in the gates of the palace were bowing down because it was a command from the king. Eight, who did not bow down to Haman, and why? Mordechai, because Haman felt he had divine powers, and Haman also had an idol wrapped around him. 9. Was that person ever going to bow down to Haman? No. The pasuk says he will never. Lo yikra v'lo yishtachaveh. 10. Who noticed that the person was not bowing down to Haman? It was the servants of the king. Who told Haman that this person was not bowing down to him? The servants of the king. 12. What was Haman's reaction to this? He was very angry. 13. What was Haman going to do about this affront to his honor and why? He would want to destroy Mordechai and the entire nation. 14. What is a pur? That's a lottery. 15. In what month and year did Haman cast lots? He cast lots in the first month of Nisan, and that was in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus. 16. In what year of creation did Haman cast the lots? That would come out to year 3,404, because that's 5 years after the coronation of Esther, which was in 3,399. 16. 17. On what month did the lots fall on and why? They fell on the 12th month, which is Adar. Why? Hashem wanted to make it as far away as possible. A, to ensure the Jews had a lot of time to do tshuva and fix things up after the decree was made. And number two, to show Haman that maybe, since it's being delayed so much, he should truly let it go, realizing that he wasn't getting favorable answers. 18. How many years were between Esther's coronation and Haman casting lots? 5 years. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and have a great week.